Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassin, breaking it down, we bring on the next verse. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013 marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests on from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we doing it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Instead of pick people's interest, going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with a shoe, got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That's just what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. The podcast took for years, we some veterans. It's one of those days, we could be a medicine. Listen's got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbie, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows though they dig us, but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with your host, Tay Real, and Bobby Jesus. Good with you, Bobby.
Hey, what's going on, Tay? Welcome, everybody, to Real Talk Radio. Yeah, so what's happening with you, Tay?
Man, I'm just, I'm chilling for real. We're here tonight to pay homage to a legend. DMX, when we were on air last week, he was still, I guess on life support. And I remember before we closed out the show when you were saying, prayers to DMX praise and everything. Up. And, And, he ended up, unfortunately, passing away. And, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and get into this introduction. We're going to get right to it because we got a great show tonight. I mean, we're paying homage to one of the greatest rappers of all time. We got audio from classic interviews. We got songs that we're going to play. We're going to play a song from each one of his first five albums. You know what I mean? We're going to do what up for the dog. You know what I mean? We got you, man. It's only right. Like, I was a super DMX fan, man.
It's only right.
Gotta do it up for the dog, right? So,
yes, sir.
We will get into this introduction, and then we're going to start playing these songs. We gonna represent the dark man the right way. So, tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be paying tribute to the late great brother Earl Simmons, better known by stage name DMX. This was a fiery brother who gave hip-hop his all. From street anthems to storytelling to club bangers to prayers, there was no limit to what DMX brought to the mic. In 1998, DMX's breakout year, he set a tone that we've yet to see be matched, having dropped two commercial hit albums in the same year. This is just not something we see in music at all, let alone hip-hop. In 1998, DMX dropped his debut album, It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, which debuted at number one. That same year, he dropped Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, which also debuted at number one. In 1999, The Dark Man dropped his third studio album, and then there was X, which also debuted at number one. With hit singles, What These Bees Want, trying to be classy, and Party Up in Here, which was his biggest, my phone went out on me, which was his biggest hit single. By 2003, DMX became the first artist to have his first five albums enter the Billboard charts at number one. People who knew X would describe him as charitable and a people's person. He didn't care about the money or the fame, and he never sold out. He always stayed true to who he was and embraced everyone as equals. He never went Hollywood, even during the height of his career, with the movies and successful music career. X was just one of the guys. You know what I mean? Just like, he's just one of the guys, man. He just fit right in. Like, he never acted like he was bigger than anybody else. So, there's no secret that DMX struggled with drug addiction, and on Friday, April 9th, 2021, passed away from complications due to a drug overdose. Hip-hop lost a legendary icon and one of the best to ever do it. Well, tonight, as we mourn the loss of our brother, we celebrate his life and all of his many accomplishments. We will be playing songs, prayers, and audio clips from some of his iconic interviews. If you're an X fan, you definitely don't want to miss this, because we're going to represent X the right way. So, with that said, yeah, we're not going to waste no time, man. It's we about to act a fool up in here. You know what I mean? Let's get to it, man. We're going to play this first joint, man. Like I said, a song from each of his first five albums, and we're going to go in order of the albums. So, this first joint was definitely one of the most popular songs on his first album. From It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. And Bobby, yes, you suggested this song, Rough Riders Anthem by DMX.
Yes,
yes sir.
Yes.
Let's get to it.
That's a classic. Let's do it.
Drop, looking like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how niggas get down. Watch my niggas spit round. They got niggas kiss round. Just for talking shit, clown. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Fuck a dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that dream. Rob niggas on the thing. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home.
Forgot how dope that song was, man. Like, man, that's one of his best songs to me. Like, I forgot how dope that song was. Like, that's definitely in his top five for me.
Yes.
He got so many dope records when you think about it. Like, because, you know, of course, when it happens, you, like, if something happens to somebody that you respected, you know what I mean, and looked up to, or what they brought to the table, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you take the trip back to those moments. And if it was an actor, you'd probably watch their movies. If it's a rapper or a musician, you go listen to their music. And I was listening to like the old DMX classics, like Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, and other albums. And I was like, man, mm-hmm. like. It's, you know, we forget how many classic, like, bangers he can have this hat. I can listen to that album straight through without skipping a song. Like, it's not too many albums that I can do that on any genre.
Yeah.
And also, I'm like, man, that's something. Like, you know what I mean, Bobby?
Yeah, and also, you know, you just said, like, how we, you know, watch, you know, actors, and you think of the, and you know, think of the movies. He was also, let's not forget, he was also a great actor. He was, remember, he was in Belly, and he wasn't one of those actors that was not a good actor. He was a great rapper and a great actor as well. Like, very believable. Everything he did, it's like, I believe it. Like, you did, you felt it.
Yeah.
He put his everything, his energy into acting as well. He did a great job from Belly to Romeo Must Die to like everything. So, and I love all the movies he appeared in and was in. So that was just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Man, I'm just like, man, I saw, man, I ain't gonna lie, like, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, like when it first was announced that people were saying like the rumors was all over the place. They were saying, oh, he died, but he really didn't. That got cleared up, like, no, he didn't die, he's still on life support. And I didn't really like fully engage into it because I just like I didn't want to believe it. I'm gonna be honest, I was in denial. I was like, man, I didn't want to go looking for it because I didn't want to feel
I got you.
That, like, you know, I just didn't want to feel that shock or that, like, you know, people die, but,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
I didn't want to feel that, like, just that, so, that,
from an icon.
A sadness,
life,
man.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't want to feel that sadness.
Right.
I didn't want to go looking for it. And I was like, I remember he went through something like where it was like, oh, he almost died before. And I just was being optimistic. I didn't want to go searching for, like,
me
sadness.
Too.
You know what I mean? For something that would, like, make me feel kind of down. Because I was like, you
right.
know, really one of my favorite rappers. And that's all we played back in, like, 9-8 when it dropped. That's all we played was DMX. I mean, we played
yeah.
other stuff, but I'm saying DMX, when them albums was dropped, when that Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and Is Darker Than Hell Is Hot, that's all we was playing. Like, that takes me to a moment. I didn't want to embrace that. I'm like, man, no, he's going to pull through. No, I didn't want to go digging. And then, unfortunately,
exactly.
ended up getting the news on the day that he passed away. It was, of course, going all around social media. It was updates on media, social media. You couldn't miss it. People was calling, texting people. I'm like, oh, man. And I actually cried, man. Like, I actually cried. Like, I was like, man, like, it hit me that hard. Like, I actually cried because it hit me that.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I cried.
Yeah, I ain't ashamed at all. Yeah, I'm a grown man. This ain't high school.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? It hit me. I was like, man, because it was like, I just understood, like, cause it's just like, you know, of course, it's battle with drug addiction and stuff, but knowing, like, all of the, everything he gave us and how passionate he was about music and how much of a people's person he was and stuff, and it was like, man, like, it all hit me at once. Because I was like, a part of me felt a little guilty of, like, man, I should have appreciated him more while he was here. But you know how it is. Life goes a million miles an hour, and we're all wrapped up into so many things going on. You know what I mean? But I hadn't played an X album in a while, and that part I felt a little guilty of, like, man, because they always talk about not appreciating people when they're giving people their flowers while they're here. And I was like, I don't want to be one of those people that don't. But I never not appreciated X. I just wish I would have been more, you know what I mean, in tune recently, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Of course, you have no crystal ball. You had no way of knowing. But you just start thinking about stuff like that when somebody, even if it's like a relative that you ain't talked to in a while, and then they pass away, and you're like, man, I wish I would have, you know, could have had a few more conversations. I wish I would have called them. I wish I would have went and seen them. You know how it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish I would. Hey, man, I'm so, like, to this day, I've seen DMX one time, and this was like maybe a year ago. I saw him in Westchester, on Westchester Avenue. I was over there with my daughter by the mall. She wanted to go to the sporting goods store because, you know, she plays sports. So when we was on our way out, you know, she also rapped because, you know, she also plays sports. But we was on our way out, and who beats me in a, like, white SUV or tan or the bright color SUV, DMX. He was asking me, is the Westchester Mall that way? And I was like, yeah, keep going straight. You right on track. And I was like, yo, what's up, man? I was like, yo, so what's good? And then, you know, he, like, you know, shook his head, like, what's up and everything. And he was in a vehicle. And he just kept it, you know, he just kept it moving. So I was so glad that, like, He stopped me asking for directions. I was like, yeah, he beat me.
You got to have an interaction with him. And
little
what you said, that was only a year ago? That was only
a
year ago?
Yeah, a year ago. Yeah.
So, yeah, you were fortunate because how would you know that a year later that he would be gone? So
exactly.
You were fortunate enough to actually get an interaction.
Yes. A live interaction for the first time ever, like, seeing him in person. I was with my daughter. She could tell you, too. So we both, you know, right there, Westchester Avenue.
The beauty of living in New York, man.
Yeah.
A lot of the great rappers and people in music come from New York, mm-hmm. so you get, you know, you're more than likely to run into these artists and stuff when you live in New York. Now, we got a lot going on tonight, so we want to get into the next song. I said every 10 minutes, we had about the 20-minute mark. Every 10 minutes, we're trying to play another songs until we get through all of them, and then we got to get to, like, the classic interviews, and we can play all that stuff back-to-back when we get to the interviews and stuff. So let's get to this next song, man. Another classic, another DMX classic.
From the second album or the first one?
From the second album. Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, second album.
Right.
Slipping.
That's one of my songs.
And guess what?
Yeah, definitely.
You know the album version, and DMX told the story about where he, and in order to get permission to use it, I guess it was a sample thing that they got from somebody or something, but in order to get consent to use it, he had to make it, like, clean so it couldn't be cursing and stuff. So the actual explicit album version is censored. But I found the version, the uncensored version, and I didn't even know it existed. But sitting here getting the audio for the night, I actually have the Slipping explicit version. And
wow.
I had never heard that before. Have you ever heard that, the explicit version with the cursing on it?
I don't think,
So we got the explicit version. Yeah, we got the explicit version, the one that's not even on the explicit album. So
awesome.
Let's get into it, man. Slipping by DMX.
Life shit.
Yeah.
It's life shit. It's like bump the fuck out, son. For real.
See, to live is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey yo, I'm slipping. Can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up, hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half. Shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I dare a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit for kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more
on endo. Look at a video, say to myself, back to the venue. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga through all the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That could arguably be DMX's best song, man. I ain't even gonna lie, because if you think about it, it's like it's
he breaks it all down.
It's just it's just like it's a real song. I mean, life
story.
That it's just a real song. It sounds like something like a song Pac would have did. You know what I mean? Like it's just realness. You know what I mean? Like, I love the beat, I love the concept, I love the realness, the authenticity, like, and who can't relate to that, like, you're slipping,
thank
falling, you.
You
know, can't get up, but you got to get up, because you got to keep moving, like,
exactly.
And you don't even get a lot of those types of songs from rappers these days, you know what I mean?
Exactly. They're not even thinking, they're not talking about, you know, they are not talking about it. This is like, it hits home. The song hits pretty much everybody in the hood, in a lot of the people that's struggling in certain neighborhoods, you know what I mean? So, like millions and millions of people across the country have to feel this song. They really do. This song is, like, so relatable. You know, this guy, DMX, was a definite, like, inspiration to millions, like going through struggle, you know, like he was a motivation to seek the light at the end of the tunnel, you know. His exterior was definitely rough rider rugged, okay? Rough rider rugged. You know, he had that gangster, but also had that interior of a gentleman. You know, just like Styles P said, a gangster and a gentleman. Like, he had all of that. So, the guy was just, man, just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Have you ever heard that version, Bobby? That version we just played, the explicit version? You ever heard that version?
I have not heard that version. That version was...
Yeah, that's not on the album.
I got to find that. Right,
I'll email it to you. Bobby.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah,
I'll
email it to you.
Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know the album version got the clean. And you know what? The clean version is dope, because the clean version, you can play around your kid. I could play that around my six-year-old son, the clean version.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because
actually dope with the ad-libs. So you hear a bunch of like, what? You know, instead of like the curse word. So
right,
it's still dope, but it's just good to have like that version
dope.
Where you hear everything he's saying,
mm-hmm.
uncensored.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I really think that that's like actually my favorite X song. When I really sit and think about it, now Stop Being Greedy is definitely one of my favorite X songs too. But I think I gotta go with this one because it's just like it's just universal. Like, you know what I mean? It just hits you different as far as like the concept. Like, you know, by us being lyricists ourselves, we hear music different and like concepts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? To me, always make the best records. Concepts and things that are heartfelt.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Always make for the best records. And that's the reason why I love, like, lyrical guys that, like, want to show you their wordplay. And I try to do that, you know, in some of my
like that
songs and stuff as well. But
that song you did with that about the girl, the struggle she was going through, that was heartfelt.
Yeah. You talk about the Mara joint. Talk about the Mara song. Yeah. Like, I try to do lyrical songs, but the real ones are the ones that's, like, my favorites. You know what I mean? Like, I love lyrical guys. You can name some of the most lyrical guys out there. That'd be some of my favorites. But somebody like a Pac or an X that can just sit and give you that realness, Biggie, you name it. You name a rapper that gives you realness. You know what I mean? But
and
Biggie still got a dope flow. And Nas, another one. Like, that's why they're like my favorite rappers, because you can sit and listen, like, and think, like, man, I can relate to that. Or I can picture that. I know somebody that went through that. And that's, for me, they always make for the best records. Like, regardless of genre, the ones that's the most relatable are always, like, the best records to me.
For the time.
Yeah.
I could listen to that.
That's it, man.
Written album. I could just push play.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just let it play.
Of course.
I could just play.
It's all about the realness.
Serious.
It's all about the realness, man. So we about to look. We still got music to play. So we about to get to this next joint. This is Party Up by DMX.
Classic.
What's
love
this
that song?
And then
everybody
there is
that.
Let me go to Spotify. I make sure I got these records right. I think that's. I'm pretty sure that's. And then there is X. Because I was like, man, should I play What These Bees Want? Right. I was thinking about that, but I was like, I read it, and I was like, well, this was actually from an article I read. It said that Party Up Up In Here is his most successful commercial record. And I'm like, well, if that's the case, then it seems like we should play that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because that's the... The one that,
the biggest one.
You know, his most, probably going to now play his most successful commercial record. Dope record is not my favorite X record, but it's a dope record and it's his most successful. So,
I got
you know.
No, that's how it be sometimes. That's how it be. Sometimes
I was
like,
right too.
Not the biggest, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's almost always like that for me. Because I like the records that I like, not necessarily what was going in rotation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was right. It's from the album And Then There Was an X that came out in 99, his third album, third studio album. So without further ado, let's get to it. Party Up Up In Here by DMX. Rest in peace.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's been in jail before. Suck my dick and all the motherfuckers you run with. Get done with, jump quick. The fuck you gonna poke the dog or some bum shit? I take go to gun click. Now I'm one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? And niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And a nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still wants the fame off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You
you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, should I smack him with my dick in the mic? Y'all niggas character, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass niggas whining over pussy that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all with the strength of their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talking. Put him in the dirt and stay. You keep walking, if you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker to slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga run in his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Oh, some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
One, two,
meet me outside.
Wow.
Man, I'm not going to lie. When you sit and listen to it, it's like, yeah, you see how, like, it's like,
that
like,
is
it's just so many X records that I like, but that one is definitely up there. Like, it's definitely up there. Like, it's that record is ill, man. He just is on a different level, man. He just is on a different level that you just, like, if he got too many bangers, it's too many. That's the problem. It's just too many. Like, it's like, I got like 20 X records that I could just play or repeat.
Exactly.
Easily. Or repeat.
Too. Yeah.
Like probably even more than that. Probably more than 20. Probably more than 20. Like, and that is definitely up there. Like, you know what I mean? Especially like if you want to like in the mood, you got females around, you want to get them loose. I mean, it's a dope record, but it's not like, I don't know, man. I miss that era, man. I miss that era of music where it was like, you know, the boom bap and just with the words that you use mattered. You know what I mean? The delivery, the flow. Yeah. You couldn't be lazy with it. You couldn't mumble it. You know what I mean? You had to actually pronounce your words.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You had to actually you had to be like, you know, manly, like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different, man. I don't know, man. I miss that era, man. Like,
I do too, man. That late 90s.
The late 90s. That 90s was his own era, and I love that 90s era. A lot of people feel like the 80s is probably the best era. But, you know, I grew up kind of more in the 90s because I was so young in the 80s. So
right.
I just connect with the 90s because I was finally old enough to hear and appreciate music and really start to understand it, and I was like a teenager, at that point. So that's my favorite era, like the 90s. You know what I mean? Of course, the 80s was dope, too. The early 2000s was even dope. You know what I mean, too?
Yeah.
Like, every era, it just it goes down more and more and more. So now I've been learning to appreciate these new artists in their own way. I just had to stop listening to it with a 90s ear. In the early 2000s ear, I had to listen to it with a 2020
a new
plus ear. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. That's how you got to do it. Times has changed.
Like,
there's some
yeah, just had to it ain't no more DMX. It's like,
right.
Just like
right.
That's why you got to cherish him, honor him,
right.
Protect his legacy and stuff, because you ain't going to get that no more.
Right.
It is what it is. Like, the right. Eras are different. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
different. It's a different time. The music is different, and you got to appreciate it. That's why I was like, when people, man, listen, I got too much to say, man. we're about to move to this next song. I want to stay on track, because I got, there's so much to play, and then it's stuff to say, too, and I don't even want to, like, go and look, because we're running out of time, and
let's,
I ain't need to do everything.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, the most important thing is getting the music played,
yeah.
And the music played, and the audio clips with the interviews and stuff, please. So we get that done, then we talk for the rest of the time. So, shoot, man. Let me get back to Spotify real quick.
So
we'll be moving to, you know, number four,
the
Great Depression. This is the song that you chose, Bobby.
Okay.
You
want to
announce the song? This is the song you chose.
From the Great Depression.
With Faith Evans.
That was I Miss You featuring Faith Evans from the Great Depression.
Yes,
DMX, Lox, and shout out to all you guys, Rough Riders, everybody.
Yes, sir. DMX
right,
featuring
cool.
Faith Evans. I Miss You. Let's get to it.
Sure.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body, I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway. Why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. Boy, did I get it, but after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me, and I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt be? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love, what I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me that.
Members just gon' hate me, but I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walk like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talk like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buck eyes, bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. It's for my father. That's something else. But that's my dog. He owns his grandmother down. My great grandmother making a lot of trips out of town, but that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, oh Lord, the comfort it would bring. Kids, 11 grandkids, and since then, two of your grandkids and had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier made you a great grandmother. I thank you for the best time.
comes in my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life, I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the songs that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from the two beatings saved me. And when you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
It will.
That was actually a dope selection, Bobby. A dope selection that you chose.
How hot is that? Oh, thank you. Thank you. How hot is that? Okay. With the, you know, rest in peace to his grandmother. You know, it's a song about his grandmother.
The feeling. You get emotion from that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And
the feeling
that's what I've been looking for in music. Like, man, I want to feel. I want to connect. I want to feel the emotion. I want to feel. Like,
yes.
You hot now.
There you go.
See, I get caught in some. That's when the younger start calling you an old head, when you start saying, man, I wish they. They're like, yeah, you're an old
it's
head,
okay.
Man. Like,
it's okay.
And
then like,
man, I got
just bringing that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that
yes, I miss that type of stuff. Yeah, that's just
I can
great
put that
music.
Song on me.
Great music.
Run it for a few, or, wow, yeah. I can play that song
great
most
music,
of the time. Like, I will literally could. Yeah, unbelievable. That's how he did it. He brought you.
And
he
you
just
know what?
Brought out
like,
everything.
I think I feel like I know I heard that song, but it probably was years ago. That's not one of the songs of X's that I would like listen to it because you know you get the CD, you go through the song, and I don't think I had this album. I know I definitely had the first three. I don't think
right.
I own this album right here, and that's probably why I'm not that
right.
familiar with this song.
Right.
But
well, it's a good thing
to,
I brought it up.
Man, like, this is a song I missed out on. Like, I know I probably heard
trust,
it, but I probably kind of overlooked it.
Me.
I missed out on it. This is a dope record, man.
I'm quite sure some stuff I may overlook later. But I will say this, though. I was one of the latest stuff that the Locks did with DMX was that out-ish, you know what I'm saying? Sugar Honey Ice Tea, that was high. That was the latest thing I heard from D and the Lox, you know, before he passed. That, and, you know, it's on YouTube. I mean, it was on all the platforms, too. But, yeah, it's called, you know, About Shit. And, yeah, they just...
Oh, yeah, yeah, off that Lox album, off the Lox latest album.
That Lox joint.
I know they are so glad that they got to do another record with X before he passed because we hadn't, like, heard... From every time we heard from X, it was always about some drug stuff. We had to be caught up and locked up and all this stuff. And
right.
then, like, to hear X on a record out of nowhere, it was like, oh, they got X on the record? Because, you know, we used to hear the Lox and X. We're going to get into all of that, man. So, man, I definitely want to get into all
yeah.
of that because then the whole Rough Riders vibe, and that was a whole journey on its own. I mean, he became
yes,
a phenomenon just as a solo artist, but we can't forget the Rough Riders and the records from from the Rough Rider albums and
from Rough Rider,
and the whole
Rough Rider
assembly
the whole
of like
movement.
it's too much to even like cover in one discussion. Like,
it really is. Just amazing
like,
how
this man meant a lot to hip hop, man. That's all I can say.
And yeah, and all the other artists that came from Rough Rider, you know, because man, you know, can't forget about Drag On, so many other people.
And we're gonna get more into that when we, a little later on in the show too, because we have to. Let's get to this next record, man. Let's stay on pace, man. This was off his fifth studio album, Grand Champ, and this record is Where the Hood At, which was it was a hit single. It was
a
commercial
classic
record that, you know, definitely got his just due. I remember it was in rotation on the stations and stuff. You know what I mean? This was like the single, or at least one of the singles from the album. So yeah, let's get into this Where the Hood At off the Grand Champ album, DMX's fifth studio album. Where the Hood At by DMX.
With a nigga like me, D to the M to the X. Last I heard, that niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love, the homo thug. Empty y'all be loads, you throw most thugs. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if it's watch the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's a cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bros. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I gave y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. It's crazy. Street past midnight, look for him in the mall. Don't play with these cats, cause I ain't got nothing to say to these cats. For the moments that really do love them, please pray for these cats. Cause I know niggas is hard-headed, but I ain't got the patience. Don't want me having no patience, turning to more patience. More trips to ICU, to ICU. Trying to get away with shit a real nigga wouldn't do. Where my dogs at? See them niggas? Get them boys, that's how we do. Yeah, this is for my dog, this is for my dog. Yo, where we at, baby? From then till now, don't ask. Know that we gon' roll like the niggas in here. Hey, pop on the shot.
Yo.
Yo, X, got some bad news.
Kato's dead, man.
What?
Yeah, Kato's dead, man.
You can't be serious, man.
Scratch to my dog, Kato. Rest in peace, baby. I can't say.
Dog that I call my friends, praying for all my friends, things I do for my friends.
We miss you,
hey, okay.
Started off two dogs with the same goal, nothing
but two dogs walking the same road. Two different cultures, but had the same heart.
Yeah.
Enjoyed seeing the light, but lived in the dark. Fifth album bumped heads in the parking lot. Was a quiet brother, didn't like to bark a lot. Came direct, when he came, gained respect. So I gave respect, we shared the same respect. Two names and threat in our own circles.
What?
Two brothers with good hearts, but if you start, two brothers that'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Know how that dirt do, hitting four corners. Right back up on us. God tried to warn us, but sometimes we don't see. When I first heard, I'm like, this can't be. That nigga's bugging, got the wrong information or something. Please tell me that these niggas is front.
God knows.
Those that hurt for my friends, praying for all my friends. Things that do for my friends.
We miss you.
Favorite joint, you know what I mean?
We miss you, Kato.
Going just like we thought it would, baby.
We miss you, Kato.
I'll always love you, Kay.
Yeah, that was Where the Hood At. I was starting to get confused, right? Because I was like, hold up, how is another song playing? But I think what that was, I think that was the music video version. It had to be, because I was looking, I'm like, hold up. And I go and check Spotify, and on Spotify, Where the Hood At is a full song with an extra verse. And I'm like, oh, okay. So when I was grabbing these joints earlier, I must have grabbed the music video version. Maybe I probably, because you know I'm an audio guy, I probably listened to the music video version and liked the sound of that one better. And, of course, I didn't think the, you know, let me go check the end and make sure it's the same. Of course, I'm a nationally think it's the same song all the way through. So I think that was the music video version where he did that little cut for his man at the end that passed away. And it actually, you know, that, yeah, it panned out, though, because that was cool, because that was a nice little, like, touch to it, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
you get another little song in itself after that, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the music video version, and that's probably why that played at the end like that. I'm looking it up. You know me, I like the one thing I dread. You know me, Bobby, is not knowing what I'm talking about.
Later, yeah, I know you like to make sure you get fine.
It drives me crazy, Bobby. I'm telling you, it really drives me crazy. Like saying something on air. It's just not know what I'm talking about and just being completely wrong.
Like, you know, when you listen to that DMX song, Shut Him Down, you know, Open Up Shop, and if you watch the video, it's a part that comes in the middle. When you go Mind Your Business, Lady, it's a part that, it's a little clip in between with like a little news.
Oh, yeah, where it stops. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why I usually try not to use music video versions if I'm playing it on
right,
air or something.
You never know what you're gonna
because
get.
Sometimes
but
it'll be like extra
cool,
stuff
though.
That you might not want to need to necessarily
right.
just
hear
in the middle of the music. You know, and let the people go watch the videos. Because look, I want you, hey, go stream DMX's music. You know what I mean? Like, go stream it. Like, go check it out. You know what I mean? You know, when you hear it on here, you know, you're not getting the full quality anyway. And, you know, we're only doing this to pay a tribute, but highly recommending and requesting that people go stream his music. If you love him, loves what he's still for, love his music, go stream
it.
Yeah,
his stuff and his family. You definitely need to do
man
that.
Got, what, 15 kids? You know what
I'm
I mean?
17? Yeah.
So... support him however
yeah.
you know
support
what I mean
yeah,
you can buy his records or
stream
his music or whatever so
yeah.
watch his movies get him some views and stuff subscribe to his YouTube DMX YouTube channel stuff like that if you appreciate what he did or what he brought to the table what he did for hip hop and everything he stood for the principles morals all of that for sure.
And I also want to say something real quick. I don't know. I got to fact check it. But from what I hear, Jay-Z is supposed to buy his books, his catalog, and give it to all of his children so that they can, you know, they can be all right moving forward, you know.
I heard that he was trying, his masters. I heard Jay, that's what I heard, too.
Right.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard that, too, that Jay-Z is, like, getting his masters and going to, give it to the
proceeds to the family, or whatever,
like, you know, making it so his kids are straight off that. And if that's true,
that's,
I don't know if that's confirmed, but if that's true, that's very dope. Of Jay.
Yeah,
sure.
Hats off to Jay-Z and Beyonce for that, if that's the truth. Yeah, that's amazing. So I just want to throw that in there.
Now,
so I know it's time for the next joint.
Yeah, now check this out. We know that DMX was a praying man. This part of DMX is what made me, like, tear up. Because I wasn't someone that just, like, listened to the popular songs. No, I would listen to his albums straight through back in the day. And the prayers, I love the prayers. You know what I mean? I love
I love all of them.
And it was like, you know, he was giving you some it was poetry kind of like, but it was like it was a prayer. It was spiritual.
It was a prayer.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's very spiritual.
You had to feel
and
that.
He already had the ears of the streets, so to know that he had the ears of the streets to give them like a prayer in the middle of his albums. You know what I mean?
Who does that? Let the people know that you're not too gangster
to appreciate God. You know what I mean? And all
that's
your blessings. And it's like,
right.
Man, that's the part that just like made me appreciate him in a different type of way. Like,
definitely.
What rapper does that? You know what I mean? Like, that's just
I never heard any rapper feel prayer in the middle of the song or like pretty much like on like almost all his albums. It was a
every album.
Yeah.
At least all the albums I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Because this is his sixth album, and this is called The Prayer Six.
Look at that. The Prayer Six.
So he said he was doing a prayer on every album. This is the sixth one. It's called The Prayer Six.
Yeah.
Off of his sixth studio album titled Year of the Dog.
All right.
Yep. The Prayer Six. Let's get to it.
In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get a breakthrough, however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. Because there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means. But listen, we know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing. That doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. You teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word, which is our backbone, which is children that act grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. Because in this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes, give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay, amen.
Every prayer was dope. Every prayer that he ever did on, man, dope. Just dope, man.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just gives you that spiritual energy. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah,
like I was saying, just to know the streets and listening and to have the streets sitting there with their heads bowed, like, yeah, amen. You know what I mean? Like, that's dope. Because you need that, because, you know, we living in the streets in the hood and stuff, and we're going through what we're going through. And, you know, when we're making these records and we're talking street stuff, and it's good to bring it back around. And while we can talk the street stuff, to, you know, still not forget, you know what I mean, who made all of this stuff possible, and to give words of encouragement. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Words.
I think that's very important. Still, I think that's one of the things that's missing a lot in rap right now. Now, I'm not fully in tune with all the new artists and stuff, but I just know that the stuff that I hear, I just wish that we got more of. Like, they can rap however they rap. They use the rhythm that they use, the flow that they use and all of that stuff, but just, like, you know what I mean, connect it with some heartfelt messages too, some real stuff that not just, like, the streets can relate to, but, like, you know what I mean, it's just cool when you can play, like, you're an X-Fan, right, but you riding in a car with your grandmother, well, you can play that song, your mom's is a God-fearing churchy Christian
first,
woman or something
woman.
Like
right.
You could play the DMX Prayers. You know what I mean?
You
could play
like
you could play Slippin'.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So he's still giving you something that's like, you know what I mean? You could play around the kids and stuff like that. You know, it's crazy, Bobby. Like, I'm riding the car, right? And I was just playing music because, you know, I'm a rap fan. Rap is like my favorite genre. When I'm in the mood to play rap, and I want to play some of my favorite rappers, I'm sitting here like, man, my son in the car, I can't play this song, and I go to play that song, and I forgot how much Chris was on that song. And he'll say it before I even say it. There's a lot of cussing on this song. I'm like, oh man, let me change it. And I go and look, and I'm like, man, I got to skip all of my favorite songs because there's so much. It's like violence, shoot, kill, and you know, cursing and stuff. I'm like, man, this is music that I love that I came up on, but at the same time, it's nice to have some records that I can play where, you know, I can play around with him, because I'm not one of those parents that just let my son listen to whatever and watch whatever, because, oh, well, who cares? He's a kid, it's the real world, he'll get over it. Like, no, I try to protect his innocence as much as possible and not expose him
to
too much.
Agree.
Like,
thank you, at an early
violence,
age.
Profanity,
right.
Too much provocative stuff and all of that stuff. So,
right.
Like, you know, I try not to play that stuff around him. You
right.
know what I mean? As much as possible.
Let the kid
like,
be a kid as long as he can be a kid.
Yeah, let the kid be a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to ride around
the
street before I play a bunch of, like, violence and sexual explicit stuff and all that stuff around him, like. You know what I mean? He's too young
to be getting all that type of negative energy. It's too way too young.
Yeah.
So I
can
totally
put him
agree.
On like an ex-player or a Slippin' or something like that. You know what I mean? And that's just something that I appreciate about X-Man. Just like there's just the layers. You know what I mean? You listen to some of his interviews, which we're about to get into. Because we got almost about 20 minutes of, like, the interview stuff, like the just audio clips. I'm going to play all of it back to back. In the order of which they happened. You know what I mean?
Got you.
I'm going to play all of them. So we did six songs, well, five songs and a prayer. And now we're going to do a few more audio clips. I think it's four more because we had 10 in all. Yeah, man, because we're going to rap X, man. We're going to rap X,
sure.
Man. So we're about to get into that. So this is about 20 minutes worth. And then from there, you know, we're going to just be able to, you know, talk for the rest of the show. Just, you know what I mean, just share our views and stuff and talk about all of the stuff that we played and everything that X meant. Because at the end of the day, we can talk all we want, but it's really about DMX and, you know what I mean, his legacy, and I just feel like there's no better way to celebrate that than to play audio of him to symbolize, you know what I mean, who and what X was. So without further ado, you know what I mean, we about to get into this audio. The first one is when DMX and Job is going through it. And I was going to, like, chop up the audio because I was like, it's like the rest of them are kind of, like, not that long, but this one is, like, 10 minutes. But I was going to chop it up. But every time I went to go chop it, it was like he said something else that was just, like, so funny. And I'm like, man, I can't chop this audio. I got to leave it wherever it is. And he called the radio station. And, you know, he was irritated with Ja Rule and everything. You remember when Ja and DMX
right.
was going at it?
Yeah.
You know, and the way the hood at, I know that first verse. I don't know if the whole song, but I know that first verse was definitely about Ja Rule. Because I remember that first verse on Where the Hood At is definitely about Ja Rule. It was hilarious. So yeah, this has been excellent. Ja was going through it and X exposed him and everything. And we just gonna play the audio, and then from there we're gonna play the other audio. We're gonna come back after we play all the audio. So yeah, we're gonna get into this audio, man. It's the DMX tribute here on It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G.
I hear you. It's good. I'm glad you called into the station here. We real happy to hear from you.
Yeah, man, you know, I had to set a few things straight, you know what I'm saying? You got niggas running around, running their mouth, you know what I'm saying? And don't even, you know what I'm saying, really get down like that, man. So I just want to clear the air, you know what I mean?
So tell me some things. I mean, I've heard...
First of all, man, Gotti's my nigga, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Gotti, you know what I'm saying? So what he really need to do is just shut the fuck up and mind his business for a minute, you feel me?
Okay.
This ain't got nothing to do with him right now, man. Or Murder, Inc. This is between me and Cha. Now, if Cha can't handle his own beef, then I understand. You know what I mean? If he think, you know, the nigga need help, then I understand. But other than that, man, he needs to just shut the fuck up and mind his business, man. For real, man.
Yo, tell me, though. If Gotti your boy, right?
Yeah, man.
So, like, that, could you overlook it for him just a little bit?
He getting caught up in this industry thing, man. This nigga really think he Gotti, man. You are not Gotti. Your name is Irving Lorenzo. Where'd the Gotti come from?
But tell me, though, if he was your boy, could you not overlook it for him just for the fact of being friends of friends?
Yeah, I do overlook it. I ain't mad at him.
But now it's like, I don't understand where it all came from. It came out the blue.
Gotti, man. Where it came from, man, you know what I'm saying? I did an 8th interview with MTV, you know what I'm saying? And I said I'm going to drop this song called Rules Out because I'm just sick of the bullshit. I'm sick of money sounding like me. I'm sick of niggas smiling in my face. You need a fake type nigga, you know what I mean? I'm just sick of all that, you know? I can't hold it in the butt for so long, you know?
But it's starting.
I'm going to make the joint. Now, this is how you know I got niggas scared to death. He didn't even hear the song and he already responded to it. You feel me?
I feel you on that. But
nobody heard the song yet. But they responding, they on the radio. I got them scared to death because they know, man. When I hit it for real.
What is the reason for all this? I mean, do you just wake up one morning upset at this? I mean, I've seen you throwing shots a long time. A lot of songs, you said a lot of things. What it made it come to a head right now and made you just want to lash out like this?
Because I'm tired. Every time I have an interview or every time I'm on the street, somebody asks me, what's up with him? Sounding like me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. You know, I did it the respectful way, dog. I went to Gotti first. Like, yo, you know, we're on the street, you know, your man. No, he doesn't. He's fucking in denial here, man. He's in denial, you know what I'm saying? The whole way, he's in denial. Well, that's what happens when you, you know what I'm saying, don't want to face the truth. You get smacked with the truth.
But it's totally two different records, man. I understand what you're saying. You've done a lot of things in your time, and he's done a lot of things. But I think y'all are so completely separated from one as another. But I understand, I feel your pain. But I see you have to speak on it. So now you're speaking on it. What you going to speak on? I mean, a lot of things inside. It sounds like inside you really upset. And is it more than just cats in the street running up on you saying he sound like you?
Man, this nigga too. I told you he's a fake nigga, man.
Have you spoke to him about it?
Sometimes, man. Fake, tight nigga. He's a real person, man.
Have you spoke to him about it? Have you said anything to him to come at him on something like this?
I mean, I kept it as real as I could, man. I see him in the club one night. You know, I go over with just two of my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Say, what's up? Get like 20 deep. You know what I'm saying? Nigga sends a nigga over to me. Sends somebody over to me like, yo, Jaws over there. Like, what the fuck I'm supposed to do? Go over there and suck his dick, you know what I mean? Can't be serious, man. I ain't got time for that, yo.
This all come from a disrespect, then.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you ready to set it off, and
yeah.
I see.
You just stepped into the plate.
Now, we gonna keep this on record. I know we ain't gonna have to take it to the streets and get the smacking cats outside.
Man, yo, it ain't even that serious, man. It ain't even that serious, though. That's why I'm telling Gotti to shut up and mind his business. You know what I mean? Because he ain't got nothing to do. He ain't rapping. He's telling him to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? All it says is it's a rap thing, man, but I'm gonna finish him, man, on the rap tip for real, though. You know what I mean?
You trying to take him out, huh?
You're damn right. Ja Rule is a diva. I mean,
I got you, dog.
You can't fuck with X. Never. Ever.
You take it as Gotti trying to mediate and just be like a referee and just say, brothers.
Yeah, Gotti need to sit down, man, because he thinks he's Gotti. For real. I mean,
I got you.
That's my man. I don't want to see nothing happen to him, man. He ain't nowhere near Gotti, man. Ain't nothing Teflon about them rolls on his stomach, man. You know what I mean?
So, with this record here, there's been a lot of talk of this record, and it's been going on like a month and a half. I know you got... Have you finished the record? Or are you just talking?
The record been done, dog. I see what I see. I'm a war-type motherfucker. I base my whole shit on war. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, it's like, all right, I'm going to just put the thought out there and see how niggas respond to it. All I did was put the word out, and then niggas panicked. They fucking panicked. They started writing shit and calling all over the country, and... I ain't even put the song out yet. I got about 4 songs written, dog. I'm about to bang this nigga in his fucking head.
This sounds drastic, dog. You gonna make a whole album of this? This is like...
Nah, man. It's okay. It's short choice, man. It's little, you know, here you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause like I said, I'm looking at this war, man. If he ain't built for war, look at, I got a couple of songs I won't need.
When can we expect this, dog? You've been sitting on it. I know you put the word out. When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the day, huh?
Tomorrow's the fucking day.
Oh,
my God. Out hits the streets.
Is this just like, is this going to be part of your album, or this just a street record to clear the air?
Come on, Luke. You got to give me more credit than that, man.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to get it down for the people that don't know.
No, that's not part of my album, dog.
This just for the streets. To let it know that who's who and who's what.
Yeah.
All right, dog. We with you. Anything else you want to say or you want to touch on since you're here? I mean, you got the whole Bay Area.
You know what I'm saying? You know, stress the fact that it's not that serious, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't like a brother, I don't want to see nothing happen to him. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it ain't even like that, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about no, you know, take it to the streets. The nigga think he can fuck with me on the rap tip. So we gonna try that out. I mean, he been thinking that for a minute. He thinking so much he sounds like me.
So we gonna let it be known on record. There ain't gonna be no touches, no hands, or nothing.
Yeah, none of that, man.
Right, tomorrow's the day. We're going to be looking out for this, dog. I'm really trying to see what you got to say, because you sound real hostile about this.
Oh, man, it's going down, my brother. It's going down, man.
Is there certain subjects you're going to touch on this, or just like you just going at him?
Oh, shit about him being a homo. You know he be fucking niggas too, right?
No.
Yeah, man, some nigga that was styling his clothes and shit. I got the inside information, man. Some nigga that was styling his clothes for one of them shows got him ecstasy that one night and fucked him.
No, dog.
Yeah, Ja Rule was fucking niggas, I'm telling you, dog. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama. The nigga told me that himself. He said, yeah, I was with Ja, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was on ecstasy up, so he fucked me.
What?
Whoa.
What?
It was crazy. Yeah, man. That shit, they walk around with a bag of them pills, man. Talk about me, you can't be serious, nigga. That X is everything. Get it? The X is everything. Ah, kill me.
Yo, this is a big statement you making here, man. You throw it,
man. Ja Rule is fucking niggas. Straight up, he's fucking niggas.
Oh,
you know, all them homo niggas out there that want some dick, give your man Ja Rule some X, and he'll fuck you. What up, man? All right.
You really putting it out there on...
What the fuck is wrong, man? Nigga want to talk about cocaine problems and shit like that. Yeah, every real nigga go through something, you know what I mean? But it takes a real nigga to get up out of that, you know what I mean? And I'm a real motherfucker. That's why I'm still here doing the damn thing, you know? I ain't ashamed of shit. I fucking did it. Ain't but a lesson. Try to get out of that one. Explain fucking niggas, you know what I mean? Explain fucking a man. Can't do that one, huh, baby?
Whoa. That's a big accusation, dog.
Well, like I said, I heard it from the horse's mouth, man.
I got you. I'm gonna let you ride with that. Is this gonna be addressed on the song too?
Nah.
That's part two.
I found it out. Yeah. After that, you know, if I sat down and just throw a whole shit, I could just get on about it. The song would be, you know what I'm saying? The song would never end. They mean it would never fucking end. I tell you what, niggas in jail is calling Chai the cutest bitch on this label. I tell you that much. You know, I got my man's in them is up north, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Van
joints. You know, niggas is putting me down on, what's the word, man?
Tell me this, dude. I'm going to tell you like this. You the bigger dude. You came out before him. You helped put him on. You and Gotti and all the good things. You think it'd be better for you to reach out to him, even though you say he not built for this? And, you know, this is what you're saying. I mean, but really, though, run up on him and make him sit down and listen to you, you know, and, like, really one-on-one with it instead of going through all this.
The niggas' heads is going right now. They not trying to listen. It's like niggas, yo, there was a time when, you know what I'm saying, I could get a conversation with him and look me in my eye when we talk. That nigga looks over in the sky like he's Stevie Wonder when he's talking to. When he's talking to him now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Stevie's looking around and shit. That's how he be doing. He just like, yo, what's up, dog? He's like, yo, what's up, all in the air, smiling and shit. I ain't got time for that, man. Real talk, baby. Real talk, man.
I'm hearing you 100%, and I understand what you mean. I feel everything you're saying. You got a lot of things going against him. You reached out, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. Niggas didn't even hear the song, but they responded. That wasn't an official move right there.
You really don't even need the song no more. I think you proved your point.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people sitting here listening to the radio waiting for this record act. Tomorrow's going to be the day. They all going to be sitting here waiting That's for you to drop time, this man. One, dog.
I'm going to hit you with two joints at once, man.
Double?
Yeah, man. I told you, dog, I'm not playing.
It's rough. Can you give us a piece right now? Can we hear? Can you give me a line of something? You got me thirsty for it. I want to hear this.
You a hype man, nigga. I started you, dude. You got bitches part of your crew that's harder than you. Let me tell you what niggas in jail say across the table. The Ja is the cutest bitch on his label. Just a little something, bro.
This man is like 50 years old. His uncle and his manager.
Wow.
I said, I said, yo, ask him if I take a beat. This nigga is in a room, in the studio.
Nah.
You ain't got enough respect to come to the room I'm in. You mean? You in a
room? Oh, he's in
room?
A separate room. He got
he's in a room downstairs.
Come on,
somebody
man.
Talk to you.
Come
this
on, man.
Uncle with his manager. I ain't got a problem with that.
Come
but
on.
The way he talks to the nigga was crazy. Like this. He talking to the fucking lock. Yo.
Nah.
You're out. That's supposed to know he can take the beat.
Come
nigga,
on,
right
man.
Right back to the lock.
No.
I'm sitting right there like,
oh, that's
what's up?
That's that wack
shit. I said, why I can't take a... Let's see, because, you know, it's a fucking beat.
That's why.
It's a beat. Your vocals ain't on there. Can't nobody put that on a mixtape. And hold up. Who the fuck you think I am anyway, nigga? Like, I'm not thirsty to leak a fucking song with you.
Come on,
I don't
man.
I even fuck with you like that. Yo, now, my man, dead.
Damn.
My nigga Kato. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Kato. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, kept him safe in his own hood. And
wow.
Did I did the song he was supposed to get on for my nigga Kato. And this nigga didn't lay his vocals because he's about, I didn't say his name. That's the shit. I said, fuck all the faggots asking all them questions. Stop it. Yeah, Kato's my dog. Yeah, I fuck with Prophet.
Wow.
But I said about R. Kelly, so he got mad. He didn't want to do the song.
Oh,
fucking
come on.
Bitch.
Damn,
you
man.
You fucking bitch. Nigga, whenever I see you, I'm going to spit in your fucking face, you fucking faggot.
Wow.
Fucking bitch.
He tried to sue Jay-Z.
Fuck that nigga. He going to be suing a few more niggas. Trust me. He going to be suing a few more niggas. Let me catch that nigga. My man kept him safe, dog. And he had enough respect to even talk to a nigga face to face. You got to talk through the crack in the door. Because you in there with a minor.
Oh.
You mean? You in there with a minor? You got to talk through the crack in the door. You ain't got enough respect to talk to a nigga face to face. And I'm here because of you.
Wow.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Bitch.
Now, also, Ja Rule, did you ever have a problem with Ja Rule?
Of course
you did.
We
know
that. Everybody knows he had a problem with Ja Rule.
What was the problem with Ja? Did you feel like he was stealing your style, everything?
Something like that. I don't know that. I'd rather not.
But you guys are going to do an album together. Do you know how big that?
The Murder, Inc.
You guys are like an album.
That was Irv Gotti's idea. Mm-hmm. It was going to be me, Ja, and Jay-Z.
That would have been a crazy album.
You guys did one song together.
Yeah. And, you know, figured we couldn't really...
Get in the studio. Egos.
Yeah.
Have you seen Jay lately?
Jay who?
Jay-Z.
No.
I mean, if y'all see each other, it wouldn't be an issue. It'd be like, you know, would y'all have a conversation like grown men?
Would you pull him over with the sirens?
No.
What about Leo Cohen? Because he spoke very highly of you on the Behind the Music.
I like Leo.
That was a really great last
real label of hip-hop. I mean, that was like the last era of hip-hop when it was like, you know, the same as when Run DMC and, you know, LL Cool J and Queen Latifah and Nikki D. And, you know, when hip-hop was hip-hop, you know what I mean? That was like the last of the Mohicans, man.
Do you still get inspired to do music?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you
yeah,
gonna do it?
I don't have to, you know, be commissioned to do an album to do a song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, to go in the studio. You know, I get influenced, I get inspired, and I write.
Now, do you feel that a lot of people are using you, that you just came home? Because as soon as you came home, it seems like every artist out there reached out to do a quick little song with you and
yeah.
then bounce. Do you feel like an artist ought to use you because of who you are and your situation?
Well, you know, if that is the case, you know, them attempting to use me will just get them shut out on their own song.
Right.
I mean, so it's like, you know, if that's what you want to do, do it. But if I don't feel a song or the artist, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I think
you know,
it's a positive thing, though, that you could go away and then come back and artists are still like, that's who I want to work with. That means
yeah.
they're inspired by you. Like, I know Machine Gun Kelly in particular.
Yeah, I like
Waka Flocka too.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly, you guys actually, somebody, are you working on a mixtape together or
no.
something like that? No. But you did a song together.
Yeah, we did a song.
And he did say that you were like his number one inspiration.
Yeah, yeah, we had a great vibe in the studio, too.
Now, you Machine know. Gun Kelly seemed like somebody you would diss. Like, you like, I'm not rocking with
no.
this dude.
Why? I mean, you know, I'm not into the, you know, just diss for nothing type of shit. You know, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it has to be a reason. It has to be, you know, something that was done to me, you know.
Lyrically, I wouldn't think you would like Machine Gun Kelly. He's a nice guy.
Great energy.
Yeah, great energy. But lyrically, I wouldn't think you would want to rock with him on a record.
What y'all saying? He's whack or something?
He is whack.
I like him.
Machine Gun
Kelly's not whack.
Nah.
He's not whack.
I don't think he's nice.
Not whack.
Nah.
He's not whack.
He's better than 80% of rappers out here.
That's
and you
stretch.
Like that song Wild Boys that he did?
I like Wild Boys because it fits him. It's his energy. I know what type of energy. Him and Flocka, that fits.
So who do you think is nice? Lyrically.
Right now?
Yeah, lyrically.
Evidently,
I'm missing something.
My favorite new guy right now is I like Jeezy. I like French Montana. I like 2 Chainz.
Jeezy?
I like Meek Mill. I think Meek
like
Mill is
J. Cole.
J. Cole.
J. Cole's nice.
I think Meek Mill is very dope lyrically.
Jeezy,
absolutely.
Lyrically?
Absolutely. I feel him. I'm not going to say lyrically, but I feel him.
You just said lyrically, though.
He's not a great lyricist.
Oh,
I feel
okay,
him. No. He's not a great lyricist.
We're talking about lyrics.
I feel him.
Oh, right.
I feel him.
Right.
Like, if I had to compare him, I'd say, like Rick Ross is dope lyrically, you know?
Hmm.
If I had to compare it to, I'd say Rick Ross was more like Biggie, Jeezy was more like Pac, because Pac wasn't the best lyricist, but you felt him.
Rick Ross looks more like Biggie.
Rick Ross got lyrics, though.
Well, I guess.
So
you
DMX,
gotta love DMX.
Now for you.
I'm just not impressed, man. Real talk. I'm just not
so
impressed.
So who impresses DMX right now? Anybody?
Me.
Okay.
J. Cole is nice. You know, literally, you know, I heard his first song on the radio before I even knew who was. Like, damn, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
You mean? Something like this grabbed my attention like that.
I'm surprised you don't like Ross lyrically, man. Ross be
He's all right, man. He just talk about eating and you know, girlfriend too much, you know? You know, like, you know, how much can a nigga eat? How much weed can you smoke? Huh? Like, all right, let's talk about something else.
Man.
I know you got a Maybach, you got the Aston Martin. Okay,
that's
good for you. Damn, man. Yeah. Like, come on, I see a whole other side of the coin, son.
What do you think
mean?
About Lil Wayne?
We got a good relationship.
I think well, everything you said about Wayne is exactly what everything you just said about Ross is what I think about Wayne.
Yeah.
I think all he talks about is smoking weed.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of nothing.
I said we cool. That's,
what about
that's
Drake? You
man.
Like Drake?
No.
My man.
He didn't even say a little bit.
DMX.
He didn't even say
halfway. That's my guy right there.
No.
That's why X is necessary in the game right there.
Man. Now, why don't you like Drake?
I don't like anything about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like his voice. I don't like what he talks about. I don't
tell his face.
I don't like the way he walks, like nothing. I might just, let me shut up.
I'll
just stop right there.
Oh my God.
Damn it, man. No, but listen, that's why DMX is necessary. You know why?
Because
you got these legendary hip-hop, this is why the game has gotten so whack. You got legendary hip-hop figures who just give these guys passes.
Yeah.
Who don't say anything. Who don't say, it's okay.
No dudes, nothing.
It's okay to say, yo, this dude is whack. I think he's whack. It's okay to say that.
It's too much politics.
It's too much politics. You don't got to act like you like something. For what?
Gulping and burping.
Oh my God.
And for those that don't know what that means, sucking, you know.
Okay.
They got it.
Yeah.
Now we're talking to DMX.
That.
Now DMX, what do you? Let's talk politics for a second.
Yeah.
Barack
Obama.
That's it.
That's it. Why Barack Obama?
Obama.
Huh?
Why?
Black. Wait, can you vote? Can you vote?
No.
Are you eligible? Not yet.
No. I got 12 felony convictions.
Are you in any other reality TV like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
No, I wouldn't do that stuff. No.
You watch it?
Barely. If I turn the channel, I might watch it for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really, you know, some I just can't even stomach.
Right.
You know, like money, you playing yourself, and you have these bitches running around, and they're like, bitch, I'm there, like, well, damn, you're making, like, looking wild stupid, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even see nothing real about it, you know what I mean? It's basically a over-dramatic soap opera.
Right.
And right, let's focus on this, Ain't nobody made one motherfucking song on the goddamn show.
Exactly, but they all artists. They all got careers and all this shit.
Hip-hop.
Right. Yeah.
I don't see any love on them, and I don't see no music. So we have to call love and hip-hop. Should be called, you know, on some bullshit. Yeah, real talk.
If you was Kanye West, would you wife up with Kim Kardashian?
No. That's what he's doing?
Yeah, he's all on the reality show.
She's
still technically married to the other dude, the basketball player.
Yeah.
But he's running around with him, making songs about her, how he loves her.
Any bitch that's, like, got famous from... It's like, all right, I mean, that's pretty much all we could do, ma.
You know what kind of women are you looking for now?
Strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely have to be a strong woman.
Are you single now, actually, or are you with somebody?
Huh?
Okay.
You think you could be with just one woman?
Yeah, everything.
Could you be faithful? Yeah, I could. I actually want to be with just one woman.
Wow, so that was 20 minutes worth of audio from DMX. What did you think, Bobby?
Oh, my God, yo, I was over here rolling there. I was cracking up when he was going in on Ja Rule. I was on the
classic,
floor.
Right? Classic, right?
Yes, classic. I'm glad you found that, did it, because, man, you know, he said, oh, he went in on Ja Rule, man. That was
he definitely
crazy.
Went in on Ja.
Yes.
People forgot about that. That was years ago. I was probably like in like 02 or something. Like a lot of these kids that's kind of helping control what music is being pushed right now as far as what they're clicking on and stuff probably was just babies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of them not even born yet. You know what I mean? So
exactly. That
was a trip down memory lane. Like, I you remember the Street Wars CDs that used to be flooding the black market? Street Wars, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. That's where I originally heard it from, because, you know, this is before, like, YouTube and all that stuff. In order for us to be able to hear, like, we didn't live, like, because New York, y'all really was kind of controlling hip-hop at that point. The South was really blowing up at that point. But in order for us to, like, hear what was really going on, we had to go to the mixtapes. You remember those days, Bobby? We had to go to the mixtapes. We wasn't in New York. We didn't get those radio stations. So we had to go to the mixtapes. So we was hearing a lot of that stuff off. We had to literally go to the bootleg man and get these DVDs. And I remember, I think on one of the Street Wars is where I heard that DMX interview about Ja Rule.
Yeah,
good times, man. Good times in music. And then what did you think about the we all know Ja. I mean, you know, Ja Rule was I would say a highly accomplished. You can say a legend in his own right as far as what he's accomplished. You can't take that away from him, but he definitely was nowhere near a DMX status, with all due respect.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, just looking back on it now and comparing the situation, like, man, Ja Rule couldn't even hold a candle to DMX. Different levels. But
yeah,
I still respect Ja Rule and all he's accomplished. I really do.
Definitely. He definitely put out some dope tracks.
Yeah, yeah, he got records for sure. But what did you think about the R. Kelly brand?
Oh, that was another one that had me rolling. That was another one. Wow. He went in on them about the minors and all that stuff. Oh, man. That was just crazy. And see, the thing that bugs me out, too, about R. Kelly, like, you know, he got past, like, this whole situation in court, right, with the young girls. And then it looks like he just started continuing to start doing that again. And it's so sad because, let me tell you something, man. I really like to the music. Like a lot of the stuff, you know, Step in the Name of Love and all this other stuff. But then you hear all this stuff, you know? And I was like, wow. You know, it was very disappointing.
Yeah.
It was disappointing, you know?
Yeah, well, he got his day.
Yeah.
He got his day in court, so.
Yeah,
you know,
right. So
let's see what's going to happen with that. But,
but
I just thought, like, it was hilarious because I'm like, yo, when I was listening to it, I'm like, man, that sounds just like when you think about the surviving R. Kelly and all these people that was coming out talking about how R. Kelly's behavior is and stuff. It's right in sync with the things that people say about R. Kelly, like how he was saying, like, he was talking through the door and wouldn't come in and talk to him like a man. I'm like, yo, think about it. That's DMX, highly accomplished, highly successful, multi-platinum selling rapper that's in the studio, in your studio, to do a collaboration with you through a mutual friend or whatever that brought y'all together, and you don't even have the decency to come sit down with this man and talk and vibe out and have a vibe session, like, you know, cause, you know, like, that's what the studio is all about. Like, I love when I go to the studio and there's a vibe session. Like, I prefer to sit with the artists. Like, I've done collaborations with people that was in other cities and I had to email and stuff, but when we're in the same city, you know, it's like, yo, let's do it together if we can. Let's come to the studio together and sit and vibe out.
You know
what I mean? That's DMX. That ain't no some neighborhood rapper. Like, you can't come sit with this man and have a conversation.
He was saying how
he didn't want DMX to, like, get a copy of it or something, or the track, and then he wouldn't come and sit with him. He left him sitting there waiting.
That wasn't cool. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's so disrespectful. I understand exactly why he was mad. And he said, like, you know, the joint want to come and sit and holler at me like a man because you've been there with a minor? And I'm like, yo, right, because you know he probably was, because that's just what he did. And you know how he was. He had the girls where they couldn't, you know, wasn't allowed to talk and couldn't interact with guys. And, oh, DMX is here.
Remember.
Stay in here.
Right.
And you know how R. Kelly, allegedly, the women say how R. Kelly is. So it's like, yo, that whole story that DMX was talking about sounded just like the R. Kelly situation. That's why I believe every ounce of it, because it sounded it sounds just like these stories that people say about R. Kelly. I'm like, yo, that is hilarious.
Yeah. And I heard some story about also him and Jay-Z. Remember that album they put together? Jay-Z and Kelly?
Yeah, but because we were honoring X, I don't even want to get too much into R. Kelly. I just was saying, like, that was just funny, but I want to focus on X. I don't even want to, you know, R. Kelly, he get his own separate discussion.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
It was an issue between them two as well. That's the point I'm talking about. It was an issue between them, and it sounds like them. Yeah. It was an issue between them after Jay-Z wanted to do nothing with him after that. Yeah, so. But yeah, but you're right. Let's get back to the man of the hour. So, those
late,
are some
great
good
DMX.
Clips.
What did you think about the, when he was talking about the rappers and what rappers he liked, and he was saying, you know, he didn't think Ross was really a lyrical rapper. He didn't really grasp him as like a guy to spit that fire or nothing. He's just like, he just raps. And then when they asked him about
Drake,
he was like, "You don't like nothing about him. He don't like the way he sound. He don't like the way he look. He don't like the way he dress."
Oh my God!
Of course, that's from years ago. After that, it's just too much audio. I didn't want to have to turn it into a whole just nothing but audio for DMX, but because I wanted us to talk and stuff. But of course, like, you know, I think it was some years later. He came back to the Breakfast Club, and like he had, like, you know, I think he had like apologized, was like, man, Drake paid homage and reached out to use like a DMX track, wanted to sample something from DMX or something, and he was like humbled, and he was like really just like, you know what I mean, doing too much, like he was like apologized or whatever. I think he apologized, I'm pretty sure he did, you know what I mean, he definitely acknowledged Drake later on. So I wasn't planning this to be like, yo, DMX didn't like Drake, and that's hilarious. I was just saying, like, he came around with Drake and acknowledged him, and it was all good after that. But I'm just saying, that to me was just too funny for what it was at that moment.
At that time.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I think they said that's from 2012. So that's from years ago. That's from, like, 2012. Almost a decade ago. But it's funny. And, like, it's like, I'm thinking, like, yo, moments are moments, and you have to appreciate them for what they are. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go. Yeah, and times has changed, and, times has changed. And artists has evolved. So, you know what I mean? And what he was at that time is what he was at that time. You know, so some people, you know, may not have liked an artist at the time, but then they've grown to like him once they got to listen to more of their work, you know. So, and even if you, to be honest with you, even if you don't like him, you have the right to say, I don't like that person. I don't have to, I don't like that person. I don't like how he look, how he dress, how he walk, nothing.
That's what's missing. Like, you don't get that no more, because now if you're doing that, it's like now is a social media, YouTube, viral beef thing. And when I see you and all that stuff, it turns into that. It's not like when hip-hop is just, like, competitive.
Right.
Like, dude is nice. But that dude right there, no, I think that dude whack. And if you had a problem with it, all right, it'd probably be a little battle, but that was it. It wasn't about... When I see you, I didn't say it didn't happen at all, but it just was like, it was competitive. Like, it was so much more competitive. And I think hip-hop is better when it's competitive.
What did you think about the whole,
and they asked him about Kim Kardashian and everything. He was,
Wow.
I mean, I thought where he was coming from, really.
I never wiped a
woman that came up off of a
like
sex tape, and that was her come up.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. To come up off of a sex tape, like, where's your talent? You didn't rap. You didn't sing. You're not an actress. Like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? But I will say this about Kim Kardashian. She seems like I heard that she got, like, certain person out of jail when they got help, when they got some type of whatever the
she's been doing some
good humanitarian stuff. So now, you know what I'm saying? So
good
and
for her.
she likes black men.
Yeah,
men,
but
so.
that's why I'm like, you know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
I knew we were getting to that, but I thought it was funny. I did think it was funny, though, that, you know, and you look at it fast forward to now, I will say this, it's like fast forward to now and look what happens, like they're going through a divorce now, and I wonder with, you know, Kanye being departed from Kim, and, you know, sometimes these things are complicated, you go and look and they'll be back together, but as far as from what I understand, it doesn't sound like that's a likely situation. But you never know. We're not, you know, I think they've kept their relationship private for the most part. So you never really know. But I'm just saying, like, if this remains the way it is and they don't get back together, I wonder if we'll get the old Kanye back. Or at least a portion of him back. Because I feel like he definitely hasn't been the same. People say since his mother died, but I feel like since, you know, he was with Kim, you know, I feel like that's when it started changing and continued to change. And then I guess
it may have a little bit of both tied into that too.
But
yeah,
but you know, not to get too much into that, but I'm just wondering. You know, I would like to get that old Yeezy back for sure. But I just respect the fact that X just was like. Just authentic. See how unapologetically he was? Like, he could just get into a, like, they could just ask him something, and, you know, I feel like a lot of people these days are going, like, they're going to try to be politically correct and be like, oh, no, I don't want to touch on that. Nah, X is going to give it. You know, like I saw, X is going to give it to you. Like, he's just going to give it to you, how he feel, what it is, whatever it is.
That's what I like about that.
That's what I'm saying. That is hip-hop. And that whole thing with John, that was just straight rap. Like, you heard me say, this is straight rap. Like, you could tell he was excited. You could tell he is a student of the game. Like, he loves rap. He loves hip-hop. Like, it's not that he wanted to smack John when he seen him. They both in New York.
He said it.
Got similar stuff. Like, you know, got mutual homeboys and stuff. They could have easily met up. It wasn't about that. It was like competitive competition.
Exactly.
Or this dude trying to sound like me. He's trying to come from my spot. No, I'm not letting it happen. I'm like, yo, I like that about hip-hop. I respect that. I respect that X stepped up like an MC. Like, that's an MC. That's an MC for you. You know what I mean? Like, he stood his ground. Like, nah, you ain't about to bite my style. I'm going to come at you.
And take over.
And I'm like, yeah. That's
hip-hop. He was in the industry, but he wasn't industry. You understand? He wasn't industry. He wasn't an industry guy. He was in it.
He just so happened to be signed and be a commercial success. But his mentality, the way he carried himself, was definitely not like an industry person. Like, he wasn't like an industry-minded person. He just understood that it was a business and money had to be generated in order for him to be able to make money and take care of his family and stuff. He had to be in that whole industry system, but he stayed true to who he was. He didn't sell out. He ain't sell out.
Right, there you go. He didn't sell out. There you go.
You know what he said about Rick Ross? He said, making songs about money and mansions and cars and stuff. What about other stuff? And I'm like, yo, see, how many rappers today did you think would say that?
Thank you.
I don't think not one of them would say what, like, some of that stuff that X was saying as far as, like, calling rappers out for, you know what I mean, not talking about. Basically, I think what X was saying is, like, yo, there's a lot of people out here that don't have that money. They can't afford a Rolls Royce. They don't have a mansion. You know what I mean? What about stuff that they can relate to?
Exactly. See, the conscious rappers are not making the money. They're not pushing that. They want to push all that other industry, the hype, you know what I mean? You know, that anything that looks like money. You know what I mean? The ice, you know, the girls, the, you know, anything that's like Hollywood, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not Hollywood.
Like, yeah, the life, you
right.
know what I mean?
The light, the bright light, this and that. If it's not talking about that, it's like they sweep it under the rug. They don't want nobody talking about what's going down with society, the government, what's going on in the streets, the politics, and all that. Where those rappers at? They are underground. All of them are underground.
They exist in the underground. Like, they don't allow them to the mainstream because they don't want them to open up, you know what I mean, your mind.
They don't want, they don't want to open your mind. They don't want those rappers like Dead Prez. They don't like rappers like Public Enemy, Most Def, Quali. You know, they don't like those rappers. You know, I love those rappers. Remember what Jay-Z said? He said he used to want to rhyme like Common Sense, but those dollars didn't make sense. He said something about...
So he ain't been rhyming like Common Sense. Something like that, yeah.
Right. So he, I understand that. He wanted to get the money and then come out. So, you know, give them what they want to hear and make the money. So I do understand that and respect what he said. I forgot what song, what album. But I remember when he said, I used to want to rhyme like Common Sense. But, you know, rhyming like that didn't make any sense or something like that. Basically saying he wasn't making the money going that route. You know, just to... clarify that.
For sure, straight up. Mm-hmm. And one thing, when we was listening to the music, and I'm like, man, you know what? I just was thinking about, like, how back in the day, it was a lot of, like, you know, from the 90s to the early 2000s, all the way up to like the 2010s, like it was like a typical rap song would consist of three verses, three 16-bar verses, and an 8-bar hook. And the songs would typically be about 330 would be like about average. Now it was like average is more like about 230, 240, but it was like 330. And a lot of songs was like over 4 minutes.
It was a lot longer.
Especially if it had like a bridge and stuff. And I'm like, yo, I thought that was dope because a dope record, a dope piece of music is just like you never get tired of it. And I used to like getting that 3-bar verses. Yeah. I mean, not 3-bar, the 3-verse. Exactly. 3 16-bar verses.
Right.
You had more music and more moments, more memorable moments in a record when you had more music going on, an extra verse. Now it's like a lot of times they're doing like 2 12-bar verses.
Look,
like
16,
like 12-bar starting to be standard now, and sometimes they give you an 8-bar. I'm like, okay, this is different. But back then, it was like, it was all about them 16s. You know what I mean, Bobby? 16-bar verse, 8-bar hook, 3 verses. And it took more thinking to keep somebody's attention for 3 verses, 16 bars, and to just be killing it for the entire song.
Look
at
Rappers Delight. How long was Rappers Delight?
Oh, I don't know. What, 7 minutes? Six, 7 minutes?
Okay. Super Lines by Jimmy Spicer. You see how long those records was? And you sat and listened to the entire
And you don't
song.
Get tired of it. It's just dope. You don't get the... Yes, a dope
there
record
go.
Is a dope
you never
record.
Got tired of
you know what I mean?
There you go. That's how they did it back in the 80s. The 80s hip-hop and the 90s. It started slowing down as it moved along, you know, as far as the verses and everything and the hooks, you know. But now... songs are like 2 minutes and change, and it's a song, you know? So.
Yeah, time has definitely changed.
But it is what it is, you know?
It is
I guess
what it is.
You know, people are, don't have to work as hard, you know?
So we have to cherish that. We have to cherish the eras that we came from that we still love, and we can't look for this era to bring us those moments. We have to go back to those moments and still appreciate them. There's so much music from those eras that it's enough where you can still hear songs that you didn't hear, that you didn't know about from that era, find some underground artists from that era that was dope and stuff too. And like you can still have that you can still get that vibe and still be able to appreciate it because there's enough of it left behind where we don't have to feel like, man, what are we going to do now? There's so much. The catalogs is crazy from back then. So we got songs and albums and artists for days that we can go back to. And DMX is one of those examples.
Yes, sir.
Now, before we get out of here, don't forget, we got to touch on the Rough Riders thing because that was just DMX solo stuff. He had the Rough Riders. And there's so many, a lot of records that was like Rough Rider records and collaborations with like X and the Locks and stuff that I would love to have played. I felt like he had so many dope records with Eve, Dragon,
so many. I love
and the Rough Rider family.
I'm a big fan of Rough Riders too. I'm a big fan. I love the Locks.
Nice to rock the whole Rough Riders album. Like, it was too dope.
Cheek Loops, like all of those guys are hot by themselves. Like they all hot. And
they're some of my favorite rappers.
Eve.
The Locks
is
one of my favorite rappers of all time.
I love the Locks.
Eve
was
dope.
You remember
when she was when she was rapping. She
from Philadelphia. Yeah. And remember they had this other kid by the name of Jin. I don't know if you remember Jin, this Asian cat.
Yeah, of course. From the Freestyle Fridays. BET Freestyle Fridays.
Yeah.
BET Freestyle Fridays.
Yeah.
Cassidy was affiliated because Cassidy's a hustler.
Cassidy. He's another one. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was affiliated with Rough Rider because the whole Swiss Beast thing. It's so much.
Swiss Beast, right?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Was a DJ.
Yeah, producer. Well, DJ too, right?
Yeah, he was a DJ first before he became a producer.
Okay.
They put him. They teach them how to be a producer. These other cats first that was down with Rough Riders. He came from like Atlanta DJ back to New York. He's from the Bronx. He's from New York, but he moved to Atlanta.
Oh, he's from the Bronx. Okay.
He's from the Bronx, New York, but then he went to Atlanta for the stuff that was going on, and then he a DJing down there. He became big as a DJ. But then he came back to New York, got down with the Rough Riders. They showed him how to, they, you know, how to produce. They showed him how to be a producer, you know. So,
and he banged out a bunch of, like, hit records. Like, I had to give it to him. Like, he made a lot of bangers for Rough Riders and DMX and the artists that he worked with, the Locks and everything. But definitely he got bangers with DMX. Like, I thought that was some of Swiss Beats' most success. I think a lot of that came from DMX, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, those hit records, like, a lot of, like, when DMX did it, at one point, because I didn't even realize this, the Locks was out before DMX. Cause don't forget, the Locks
was
affiliated through Bad Boy and Puff and everything in 97. DMX didn't come out until 98.
Because Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige is the one who...
They did say that. They did say that, yeah.
The Locks. Because the Locks used to be known as the Warlocks. But when they got with P. Diddy and he liked them and he signed them, he said, the war is over. We're going to call you the Locks. So, and that's it, because no more the Warlocks. It became the Locks.
Then it's more marketable. And then I like the L-O-X, the way they spell it. This is too hard, man. That's one of my favorite.
DMX talked a little way over that because DMX was really still out there first. Like, I think...
But he had a chance to sign with Puff, remember?
But
DMX
told the story
about how he had a chance to sign with Puff.
Right.
But Puff said he...
Puff ain't
want
to sign him. He was too, like, I don't know, too street or whatever, too whatever.
Maybe too aggressive or something. Like, whatever he said.
Right, something like that.
You can find
that.
Like, it's on, you can pull it right up on YouTube. Like, DMX talking about how he had to sit down with Puff, but Puff passed on him. He's like, man, he going to make him, I think he said, like, don't quote me on this. I think he might have said, like, he going to make him regret it. Not in, like, a hateful way, but, like, he going to be like, man, like, when you see what I do, it's like, man, like, I had a chance to get that dude or whatever, but...
Right.
You know, I'm glad DMX didn't go with the Puff because it's just not the right vibe. Like, the way his career went and the records, I mean, record after record. I mean, we'd be all day sitting here trying to name records. I mean, he had so many dope records. Like, Ride or Die, that's one of my favorite records with the Rough Riders, with DMX, Eve, Dragon, and a lot. Oh, man, they made so many dope records together, imagine.
Right, P. Diddy would have probably tried to smooth out his sound and make him a Hollywood, shiny suits and all that stuff. And I don't think that's the end.
Actually, never did that. There's no way. I don't know how he got the Locks to do it, but they was real young at the time. They probably just trying to get on, but I feel like X definitely, no way in this world he'd have done that. X kept it. He almost kept it too real. He kept it so real that I think that it
he was too down to earth.
Like, he kept it so real that he probably would have gained more fame and success had he not been so real. But that's the reason why I appreciate him so much, because of how real and authentic he was. Just pull up his interviews. Like, those interviews I played, if you wonder where they came from, definitely the Breakfast Club. Anybody that's a Breakfast Club fan know
that's
from the Breakfast Club.
He kept it real.
Yeah, for real. Go listen to them X interviews. There's so many moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go watch his movies. Go stream his movies. Go stream his music. Buy his albums. Watch his Breakfast Club interviews and interviews on whatever platforms that you can find of his. I know he didn't do interviews much. And then one thing I can say is that I definitely always turned in. If it was a DMX interview with something going on with DMX, if I heard about it, I'm clicking. Because that's my era right there, and that's my guy. So I'm definitely clicking. Like, I've seen those interviews back when they came out. Like, I've been saw them. It's just been a while. You know what I mean? I had to revisit them because we was going to play it on the show. But, you know what I mean? DMX was must-see TV. And DMX reminds you of that guy in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? You know what
exactly.
DMX in your neighborhood, a guy that's like that OG guy, but like he got...
He reminds me of a dude on the corner, OG, you know, OG cat.
Unfiltered, though, just like he can give it to you how it is. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody got somebody in their neighborhood, like an uncle DMX or something like that. And just like, man, he can give it to you real, straight funky, straight like that. It is what it is. This is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, and you got to appreciate that. The game needs that. Like, people need that. The youngest, the youth need that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you have to appreciate DMX.
Yeah.
And,
definitely.
Man, I've just been in my DMX vibe, my DMX bag, and that's all I've really been listening to lately. And I'm glad. Like, I'm glad because I slept on it for a while, living my life and everything going on. I forgot, like, almost forgot that, like, how much that DMX, like, his music and everything down to his interviews, his prayers, his principles, his morals, all of that stuff, how much it means to me when I'm coming up watching him and understanding him and who he is through his flaws and everything. I can just appreciate him so much. And it's like, I'm glad that I have all of these moments, his music, these movies, everything from DMX to be able to go back to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to find Belly.
I'm just going
to
make sure.
I'm going to watch Belly right now. I haven't seen that in years. I'm going to play Belly.
For sure.
Yeah, that's my
I remember
movie.
I was in high school and that movie was out, and that's all everybody was talking about, man.
Even in Belly, at the end, he wound up going to the minister. You know, like he was supposed to.
And don't forget,
they
were talking about making a Belly part two. Don't forget, they were talking about making a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whatever happened, but of course, you know what I mean? Now DMX passed away. But don't remember, they were talking about just like within the last recently, within like the last, I don't know, year or two or. I don't know. I just know recently, within recent amount of time, within the last few years, they definitely was talking about making a sequel. Not that one that Game made. I don't know what that was about, but I'm talking about a real sequel to the real movie. We could go on for days and days. You know what I mean? We know this audio about to cut us off, so we're about to get out.
We just
wanted to pay homage to the late, great Dark Man X, DMX. You know what I mean? All of his accomplishments, his dope albums. You know what I mean? Like I said, you had an appreciation for DMX, and you was a DMX fan, and you were hip-hop head like us.
From day one.
Yeah. Go stream his music. You know what I mean? Represent. Show some love. You know what I mean? He poured his heart out. He put his heart out on a silver platter for us. Like, here, this is me. This is everything. He cried in front of us many of times. He exposed himself, even though he wasn't really comfortable with that. He just wanted to be real and be authentic, and that meant more to him than anything, and I appreciate him so much for that. So stream his music, buy his records, watch his movies, watch his interviews, Google search DMX, YouTube DMX, and represent, man, because He's worthy, man. He was a great legendary, iconic figure for hip hop, man. For sure.
Yes, sir. For hip hop and anything.
Yes, sir.
Else.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Any last words, Bob, before we get out of here? Any last things you want to say?
Hey, man. Just like you just said, man. Just I just want to say rest in peace. First of all, DMX. My heart goes out to his family, children. My condolences to his family. Also, Rough Riders, anybody affiliated, Lox, you know what I mean? Anybody affiliated with it, you know, my heart goes out to all of you guys, too, who helped, you know, put all this together, you know, and man, just, you guys keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep striving, man. Keep striving, man. It's going to be okay. So he's in a better place right now.
Better place.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part. Yeah, he's in a better place for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with that. He
ain't
got his wings.
Ain't got what's going on. Yeah. There you go. Ain't got what's going on, man. Trust me. He's where he needs to be. He's where he needs to be, man. He's been playing every song, so, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, anything? All right, so yeah, that's it for me, Kay.
That's it, man. This is DMX tribute here on It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G. We out. We will see y'all next week. Big just shout out and homage to the late great DMX. May you rest in peace. And we appreciate you so much, brother. We're glad that we was able to do this. And, you know, I'm going to keep streaming and listening. I'm in my DMX bag probably for the rest of the month of April, man, for real. Because that's just, you know what I mean? That's just where I'm at with it, man. So, you know, condolences, like you said, Bobby, and, you know, homage to DMX. Appreciate you, brother, and all your sacrifices. Thank you so much. For sure.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for everything. To the world.
Yep, so from It's Real Talk Radio, Tay Real and Bobby G, we out. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.